The far right in Europe is praising Britain's vote to leave the EU. French leader Marine Le Pen called it a victory for freedom. Dutch politician Geert Wilders called for a similar vote in the Netherlands. Beatrix van Stoik is a member of the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party. She's also a member of the European Parliament based in Brussels. We caught her on her cell phone at the Brussels airport. And Beatrix, your reaction?
Well, I'm very, very happy that the British people had the opportunity to vote. And they took the opportunity and they voted to leave. I think it's very good to have a referendum, and I'm very much in favor of direct democracy. I think it's important that the people have the chance to vote for what they want. They send a very strong signal to the EU establishment that the ever closer union is not their political concept. And I think this is important because all the other parties in many countries and all the EU elites, they think we have to go for an ever closer union, ending up with a state, with the United States of Europe. And this is what the Europeans don't like. And the movement against it is getting stronger. And today it was a wake-up call, I think, for all those pushing forward to the ever closer union.
Well, your organization is also anti-immigration. But you know the criticism that in the campaigns and a lot of the language in the run-up to the vote, it was seen as xenophobic, racist. Your sense of that?
Well, it's these kinds of attacks people are just tired of. If one wants to control its own border, that's not racist. That's just normal. And if you say you can't take something like 1, 2, or 2 million migrants from Northern Africa, for example, for Germany, that's not xenophobic. That's just realistic. We can't take them all. We can't solve the problems of war and civil war and poverty all over the world by taking all those people fleeing into our country. This does not work. And people now reacted in a way to say, okay, if you fight us, we leave.
What about the way the markets are reacting, plummeting around the world? There's, you know, widespread concern that this is going to, you know, be an economic disaster.
Yeah, this is what they said before. And of course, the markets are reacting today. But I think we'll see in a short time that the market will stabilize again.
And Beatrix, we know you're about to get on a plane, so we really appreciate your time. What does this mean for Germany, for your country, taking on, first of all, far more of a leadership role in the EU?
Well, this is, I always made it that way. From the German taxpayer's point of view, it's a very sad day today because the European Union is losing the second biggest net payer. But on the other hand, we think it's good that the British people had the opportunity to decide and they decided, and this is what we are to have as well, a referendum in Germany.
And do you want Germany to leave as well?
If we do not manage to set up the European treaties completely new, we have to leave because we don't want to give up our sovereignty. And we know that the political concept is to stop the nation states from being nation states and have a United States of Europe. And this is what we do not support. If we don't change the treaties and if we don't make that clear in the treaties, but this is not the way we're going to. We have to leave.
Beatrix van Storch, a German parliamentarian, a member of the Alternative for Deutschland, an anti-immigration organization, a member of the Conservative Bloc in the EU Parliament. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.